Thank you so much, Arnold. Our second speaker this Sunday morning is Nancy N. Please help me welcome her.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. My name's Nancy. I'm a grateful, happy alcoholic. What a joy you are. Thank you. Thank you for all that you're giving me this weekend. And I'm having a wonderful time. I too am a June baby. I got sober on June 28th, 1976. And it's our miracle. This is such a we program that it's wonderful. Relieve me of the bondage of self. And I am so grateful for a chance to say thank you. I wore a bikini to my first meeting. I live in LA. My home group is the Pacific Group. But I think my new home group is the Metrodome in Minneapolis on Sunday morning. Just for today, you know what I mean. I had a black eye. I was fat from drinking. I perspired all the time. Somebody said, she'd be pretty if she had a towel. And I got my first resentment. Because everybody kept running up to me saying, hi, we're so grateful to be sober. Are you new? Are you new? And I resented that. I thought, how do they know I'm new? Because I am a clearly divided alcoholic. I either want to be in the center or I want to be a fly on the wall. Before this program, I knew nothing about moderation, being a friend among friends, being a worker among workers. Actually, the word work always made me nervous. I was a player. I was a singer. I was a writer. I was an artist. I was a drunk. And I didn't want help. I wanted to just get all that back that I had lost. I'd been in music for many years. I had a group called Sweetwater. Thank you. We had a lot of fun in the 60s and we played all over the country. We played all the big rock and roll rooms and all the pop festivals. We were the first band to take the stage at Woodstock in 1969. Thank you. But they cut us out of the Woodstock movie. AA is the only place where that's funny. Earth people say, well, that's too bad. But you know how we are. We laugh ourselves better, don't we? Yeah. Everything I dreamed of, I found in Alcoholics Anonymous. But I was 26 years old the day I wore that bikini in here, and I felt 100. But I always felt old. I was an old child. And I came in, and you told me I didn't have to live like that anymore. And I had no idea what you meant. I had been through so much. 4 months after Woodstock, 3 days after Sweetwater, did the Red Skelton show, I was hit by a drunk driver. I was in a coma for days. I was not supposed to live. The finest doctors in Southern California worked on me. The finest doctors in Southern California worked on me. They even drilled 2 holes up here. That's probably what happened. I had the last rites. They said, she will not live. No one can survive a blow like that. I think they're all dead. I lost the use of one of my vocal cords in that accident. And I had to start over. Sweetwater broke up. I went off to have my own career. And I failed. Because I'm an alcoholic. And I don't know how to live. And I don't know how to do the right thing without your help. When I first came to that meeting, I couldn't hear anything. But you know, I felt what we do. This is the most powerful organization in the world. And I felt what we do. And that was the language of the heart. And I heard it so well. You know, I heard a newcomer say that she didn't remember anything from her first meeting but the cheers when she took a chip. And she remembered sharing someone's umbrella when she left the meeting. And that's what I remember, the love. And they love me because I'm an alcoholic, not in spite of it. No one wanted to know about my albums. No one wanted to know who I drank with. I'd thrown up on some famous shoes. But it didn't matter. And this was a safe place for me because I was all beat up inside. And I started to feel better. I remember when I was 55 days sober and I laughed again. You taught me how to laugh again. And I didn't know I'd lost it till you taught me. You taught me how to show up no matter what. And I didn't know that. I just showed up if I felt like it. You taught me everything. How to say yes. How to say no. How to say I don't know. How to say thank you. And you showed me how to love. But it's a long process. After all, when I got here, I was talking the language of cool. When you speak cool, you only have 4 words to work with anyway. And 3 of them are wow. You taught me how to wash cups. You taught me how to help somebody. And I didn't want you to teach me all that, but you did. And I came to about 82 days of sobriety. And for 81 days, all I heard was stuff about me. But this program is so powerful. And when I had 82 days, relieved me of the bondage of self, I saw another newcomer. And she was a mess. Pretty bad. And I went over to her. And my hand went out. And I said, "Hi. I'm so grateful to be sober. Are you new?" And AA did for me in 82 days what the priest never did. And the therapist could never do, and the psychiatrist, and my well-meaning mom and well-intentioned friends could never do. It helped me see someone else who needed something I had, and I gave it to her for free. This weekend, we're thinking about passing it on in the 21st century. Isn't that amazing? Wherever there's something to drink, they're always going to need us. You know, they just found liquid on Mars. I want to be the first interplanetary GSO. Because of Alcoholics Anonymous, I was able to clean up the past. And I remember, after taking my 5th step, the promises there in our book. There's 8. And the first one says, "We are delighted. We are delighted. We can look the world in the eye." And I could stand up and I could look the world in the eye, and the shame and the guilt began to leave. And I joined you on the broad highway. It's a great journey here. I didn't go back to music then. I thought I drank it all away. But I got into love and service in this program. I got married. I got divorced. I went back to school. I became a college English teacher. With your help, as God works through you, I find God through you. For me, the program won't work if it's just me and God. Me and God will get drunk. But you, me and God, can stay sober. Music came back into my life this year, and it's been another gift. Sweetwater got back together.
John Kay.